This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. The Pontifical Aid Agency Catholic Near East Welfare Association, or CNEWA, is trying to raise awareness among the faithful about the Church's rich tapestry of historic Eastern traditions. President of CNEWA, Monsignor John Kozar, will be co-hosting with the Knights of the Holy Sepulchre and the Pontifical Congregation for Eastern Churches a special event in Rome next Wednesday, January 16th. The event aims to introduce Italians to the reality of the Eastern Rite churches and encourage them to participate in CNEWA's efforts to support them. He told me about some of CNEWA's programs and how it's helping families displaced by the Syrian conflict.
We try to show a solidarity. Sometimes it's at a token level. We couldn't possibly address, you're talking hundreds of thousands, more than a million displaced people perhaps. So we do it in a concentrated way, primarily within Syria itself, by offering some very basics of clothing, bedding, foodstuffs. And again, maybe 500, 1,000 families here, and it's delivered by our people on the ground. So that's another thing we can assure our donors, that it's not going to the wrong places or it's not being used for something else. But we're primarily focusing within Syria itself. Now, rebuilding and anything like that, you can't even talk about that, because as we speak, things are being destroyed and overrun by this side, that side, and it's virtually impossible to address those needs. That will be something in the future for sure. Egypt, similarly, we try to focus where we have schools that we support. We're trying to maintain that, the presence of sisters, where we have clinics in Gaza, things like that. Wherever, even if it's a token, showing solidarity, the abiding presence. That, I think, is a very significant piece of CNEWA, our presence. We can't pretend to match what huge government aid agencies can and should do. Or even some huge global foundations can do. We do help with humanitarian aid, of course, communitarian aid, healthcare aid, and so forth. But I think we're at our best that the maintaining the presence, the face of Christ, priests, the sisters, lay people, catechists, formators, whatever, wherever you turn, the Church, even though our numbers are very small, we try to keep that abiding presence.